Hello, I'm Anthony, I'll be today's host. Today is going to be slightly different because we're joined by three guests. Holland Rhodes, Thrive Intern, and excitingly, two of them will be hosting with me in future episodes. Would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Hi, my name is Ella and I'm one of the Thrive Interns at Holland Rhodes. I've just graduated from Sussex where I was studying international development. And as Anthony said, I'll be one of the future hosts.
Hello, my name's Kate. I've just finished studying to be a paramedic at Brighton. And yes, in the future, I'll be joining the Encounter podcast team.
Hi, I'm Mortimer. I've just finished college. And after this year out, I'm going to be heading off to uni in Sheffield in September.
Today, we're going to have a chat with the Thrivers to get to know them better, hear a bit about the testimonies, and they're going to share some recommendations. But first, here are some three quick-fire questions.
Exciting!
Okay, first question. If there was something that you could disinvent, what would it be?
For me, it'd probably be the oboe. The noise of the oboe is really annoying, and if anybody listening plays the oboe, I'm sorry, but I really don't like the oboe.
I don't think I've really listened to how that sounds.
It kind of sounds like a kazoo, which doesn't help, yeah. Really.
I think I might disinvent torches, because actually, like when you're out on a walk and it's dark, I think it's quite sad when someone turns on a torch and then you can see. Or like when you're trying to look something in the dark, it's more fun just to kind of be a bit lost.
I think I would disinvent the alarm clock. I think often it makes you wake up at a certain time, and actually, I should have to wake up whenever I want to.
Okay, another question. What is your one unpopular opinion?
Handkerchiefs are sanitary.
I think Kate has more than one unpopular opinion.
Oh yeah. The sea is not cold.
I think my one unpopular opinion would be about sports. I'm quite anti-sports, really. I don't really enjoy football. I think it's silly.
My unpopular opinion would probably be that cornflakes with orange juice is nice.
Oh no!
Every time I tell somebody that I think that's nice, it's never gone down well, so...
That is great. Cornflakes and orange juice have never gone down well.
They're both orange, well, yellow, so meant to be.
No.
Alright, final question. If you could live in one place for the rest of your life, where would it be?
I probably live on a tropical beach. It's like always 30 degrees, blue sea, sandy beach. I'm not really sure where that would be.
Would it be an island?
No, I think an island is a little remote from your civilization. I'd like some good Wi-Fi signal. But not a UK beach.
No.
No.
No pebbles?
No pebbles, not Brighton beach.
I'd probably go for somewhere like Whistler in Canada. So skiing in the winter, and mountain biking in the summer. That's what I'd go for.
Very active,
Morton. Yeah, sounds pretty dreamy. Against Ella's nature. Maybe I'd go to live in a tent. Or is that cheating if you're living in somewhere mobile and you can move it?
Yeah, tent isn't really a place.
More like the destination. Yeah, maybe I'd go somewhere with like a river, lake, a mountain, and then you've got a mix.
Nice. Alright, and of course our regular question. If you were a car, what car would you be?
Great question there. If I was a car, I would be yellow. I would be an electric car. I'd be automatic. This is also the car that I quite like to own as well, so this is kind of conflicting answers. And I think I'd be secondhand probably. Maybe I'd be a Mini. Can I be a yellow electric Mini?
I'd be a truck. It would be quite rusty, quite big. You'd fit loads of stuff in there, like random stuff. If you were like, oh, I need to open my orange, there'd be a tool in there for it. But the only problem is I'd only have three wheels, so it'd actually be quite a bad truck.
What tool do you need to open an orange?
Like, if it's a really... You know, Sam, I find opening orange is actually quite hard. Like, I just think sometimes you don't want to shove your thumb all the way into the middle of the orange. You might need someone to help, or like a little gadget to do it for you.
For me, I'd probably be... Definitely orange, I think. Not a big car, like a Ford Fiesta sort of size car. So yeah, that'd be me.
Okay, so I feel like we've already gotten to know you guys a bit. I would love to hear story from your life when God has done something, spoken to you, or maybe surprised you?
I remember a time when I was in Greece. I was with a group of people. We were working on a refugee camp there. And sometimes before we went to the camp, we'd have a time in our team of sort of prayer and devotion. We didn't have it very often, but one time we did have it. And as a team, we felt that God was giving us the passage that's about the armour of God. And we were thinking at the time, huh, what's this all about? But as we went in that day, we prayed it over ourselves and the team. And actually that evening, there was a big fire and explosion on the camp. But actually us as a team, we felt really protected and blessed by God that God had gone before us into the situation and was with us through that.
A way God's really been working in my life that I would say is through all the decisions I made last year, because like I'm only 18, so it's the first time I'd had to make like big decisions that would really affect me, like choosing which uni to go to, what course to do, that sort of thing, and eventually choosing to take a year out. And I really just thought that leaving all the doors open, that God would shut the ones that weren't right, and the path that was his purpose for me would really just be clear. And so like the university I'm going to, Sheffield, I never really planned to look around it, but I just sort of stumbled upon the website and they were like, we're having an open day. So I just went like 2 weeks later, I just decided to go, and it was just really amazing. It was all the things I'd seen at other unis that I liked just all in one place, and it was really, really good. And then I applied there, and actually none of the other places, well, three out of the five places I applied to just didn't get back to me and give me an offer. So it was really clear that Sheffield was the place that God wanted me to go. And in terms of taking a gap year, I also never really thought I would take a gap year. And then people were just encouraging me to look at the Thrive internship, what it's about. And so I decided I'd give it a look. So I emailed the universities to ask about whether they thought I should take a gap year, whether they thought it was all right. And they didn't even reply to my email. They just updated my UCAS and deferred my place straight away. So I was like, I guess I'm applying for the internship. Because that was before I'd even applied. So I was like, I really hope this internship is what God wants for me, because otherwise I've got a year with nothing to do, so...
I didn't know that.
No, me neither. It's so funny. An example of when God surprised me has been when I was after the Committee for Christian Unions at the end of my first year of uni, and I was really surprised to be asked, and I just hadn't really ever thought about being on committee for CU, and it just wasn't at all on my radar. Then suddenly I was asked and had to really stop my tracks and pray about it and just think, is this what God wants for my second year of uni? Is this what... do I feel like doing it? Do I feel cool or qualified to do it? And at first I just didn't think it would be up for me. I just didn't think it would be for me at all. But I said yes after the praying about it lots and speaking to a couple of friends and different people at church. And the whole year was just such an interesting year, and it rebuilt my faith and surprised me. And I just saw kind of God constantly up answering prayers for CU and my own prayers as well. That's a really encouraging moment in my faith, I think. So I think it was surprising that I did it, but also it was so clear that's what God planned for me for that year.
Thank you guys so much for sharing all that. I think it's really encouraging to hear how God is working in our lives and can continue to work in our lives. Now, I know you guys are almost 2 months into your internship at Holland Road, and we'd love to hear some recommendations from you about what's building your faith this season. What have you been reading, watching, or listening recently?
Something I'd recommend is a book by Bear Grylls called A Survival Guide for Life, and it really is just, it's like that, it's sort of, it's just loads of, I think it's 75 chapters, just little short, they're like
that's
four,
a lot of chapters.
They're like 4 or 5 pages each, they're just little snippets, sort of maybe an anecdote, or sometimes he unpacks like a parable from the Bible or something, looks at something Jesus did some of the time, and just sort of really... explain, they're really, really short, good things. The one I remember is just saying, be the most enthusiastic person you know. And it's just loads of really cool little things that really help with, especially growing up as a guy. He's got a lot of experience.
That's cool. I love Bear Grylls. I've actually often talked about his faith in all of his different like adventurous TV programs. And his interview with Barack Obama is really cool. But yeah. Not that I'd ever go on bag wheels.
I reckon you'd have a laugh though.
I think it'd be entertaining, but it'd be
I think
bad.
You might point blank refuse, be like, Bear, I'm not getting in the river, I'm calling an Uber.
Let's call him Bear.
I don't know, I think they'd call him Mr. Grill. Yeah.
I'm thinking about what to recommend, and I've read quite a lot of books recently at Thrive, and we've been doing lots of different topics, but I think, above all, I'd really recommend everyone getting a mentor. I think that mentors can really bless your life in so many different ways. They can pray with you, read a Bible with you, read different books with you, and just kind of walk through life with you. I know that I've really appreciated having a mentor over the last 3 years at uni, and this year at Thrive as well, and just having someone who I can turn to, someone who can always pull me back on the right track, and just have a lot of fun and excitement and joy with, and explore God's word together. So I think that's my biggest recommendation, would be to get a mentor.
My recommendation would be to listen to one of Mike Reeves' talks. It was in our homework, and it was about the external word of God, and I found it really exciting and encouraging. When he first introduced the talk, he said, this is why God's word is better to be written down rather than God just speaking directly to us, sort of either audibly or straight to our hearts. And at first I was like, crumbs, Mike, I'm not sure if you've got this right. Surely it'd be far easier, far better just to get the holy zap of what God's saying. But actually, like, he's a wise guy, and he, like, just had some real wisdom and exciting good news about why God's word is so amazing. So I definitely recommend.
Yeah, I can also say that I think having a mentor is good. I think that helped me as well to kind of grow in my faith and help me to know where I was going, my relationship with God. We'll put all the relevant links to everything we've talked about in the notes of this episode. So what is going to be your one takeaway challenge for this year?
For me, I think it's actually from the same talk that Kate was talking about. He was saying that the challenge with reading the Bible, at looking at it and saying, I didn't read it yesterday, so, and just feeling guilty, and that stops you reading it. And what he said was just ignore whether you read it or not yesterday, just read some of it. It's not actually that long to read in a year, so that's my challenge, to just sort of read it in a year, but just as it goes, really.
My challenge to myself this year is to memorise some of the Word of God, and so I'm just going to pick some small sections that either I find really encouraging or that people have recommended to me, and try and learn it off by heart.
My challenge for the year is to spend a lot more time in God's presence. I think I can often pray in the morning and read my Bible, but I don't actually create time just to sit and just hear what God has to say to me for that day or for that week. And so I'm really focused on creating that space and that time just to sit in God's presence and see what He has to say to me for this year.
Yeah, I think those are great challenges. I know I tried doing the Bible in the year. I think I did it more as a task instead of wanting to really focus on God's word, but I think I'm going to try it again. I think that'll be my challenge.
Yeah,
I want to just get closer to God and probably just really listen to what He has to say to me. We'd love to encourage you to set a challenge for yourself. Maybe it's worshiping God each morning, intentionally praying for a specific thing or friend, reading the whole Bible, or just honouring God through your rest.
Also, as a Thrive team, we would love to be praying for all of you guys. So feel free to ring the office, that's the Holland Road Baptist Church office, and we'd love to chat with you and just join with you in your lives.
Yeah, we'd love to do that. It's almost always us answering the phone these days in the office. So chances are, if you ring the Holland Road number, myself, Kate or Mortimer will be picking up and saying hi. So we'd love to have a chat.
Father God, thank you. For this opportunity that we have to have a podcast and to speak to other people through this way. I pray that you help anyone right now who is listening to this podcast and may have things that they're struggling to go through. I pray that they know that you're with them, Lord, and that, you're always there with us. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll return next week. This has been the HRBC Encounter Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Ella, Kate, and Mortimer for joining us today's Encounter podcast. You can follow us on Instagram at encounter_HR and subscribe to our podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. We post new podcasts every Friday, so look out for that. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll return next week.
Bye!